You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Wow, your mic doesn't even want to do it with you. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
A beautiful morning.
Balmy.
44 degrees right now. Temperature-wise, it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be up in the mid-50s.
So go out and enjoy.
No, because it's supposed to be raining all day.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, on and off, rain all day long. Could be a little wind in there, too, but nothing like we saw last week. The high temperatures continue tomorrow, and then it drops back down into the 30s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we could have a run of 3 days of 60 in the middle of next week.
Bam.
And the St. Patrick's Day Parade is a week from Saturday.
Oh.
So,
and that snuck up fast.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. We're getting old. So fingers crossed.
Okay, nice weather.
Yeah, that we'll have a nice parade day a week from Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. Let's start the show with an incident that happened yesterday in Brighton.
What happened?
Story on News 8 says that first responders were called to Westfall Road after a driver drove into the side of a building trying to park at a parking spot at, like, it looks like a doctor's office.
Okay. It's a dentist's office.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. So, according to police, nobody was hurt, thank goodness. Right. It looks like it happened in the middle of the day. Also, nobody was in the waiting room at the time of the crash.
Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. So, the stability of the building has not been confirmed,
okay,
according to News 8. But this person, trying to go to the dentist, went to the dentist too much.
Okay.
Oops.
All right, so
he crashed into the building, or she.
We don't know. All right, so you know what's funny about these stories is they used to include a gender and an age.
Yeah.
And the last couple of them have not.
I wonder why.
Now, I don't want to say...
Make any assumptions.
Well, no, okay, we'll get to that.
A midday dental appointment?
Well, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of everyday people. Yeah. People getting teeth cleaned by people. Kimmy, we had a lot of discussions about the older set and how maybe you should have your driver.
Yeah, well, we had a run of like a few in a row in the same spot a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not arrogant enough to think that our show like legitimately influences anything, but I do wonder if that like three week run where we had all those stories where we were getting ages maybe has now stopped the news from giving ages, so we don't talk about the age.
But they don't have
people.
To. I don't need the age. I know the age.
What's the age?
I know the age and I know the gender.
What's the age?
The age is 78.
Okay. And what's the gender?
Old man.
Oh, you're going man.
I went old man on this one.
Why are you going old man?
Because he don't want to go to the dentist. He's pissed off he has to go to the dentist.
What, you think
she's making him go to the dentist.
You love going to the dentist.
I do, but I'm weird.
Okay.
I'm also friends with my dentist, and I've gone out for drinks with my
All
dentist.
Right.
I have. I mean, I'm very close with everybody that touches me.
What are you doing with my wife, man?
No, but I'm friends with your wife.
Are you?
Yes.
What's that mean?
I'm a nice person.
Yeah, no, you're not. I know you. No, I mean, look, to be fair, we don't know that it's somebody elderly.
You don't. But my mind goes there.
Okay.
And I think your mind went there, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Especially in Brighton, too. I mean, it's an older community.
It all sets up.
Now, granted, every dentist's office in Rochester is in Brighton for some reason.
Yes.
And doctor's office, a pediatrician. It is funny. Like, hey, I'm going to the doctor. Where are you going? Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kimmy, you saw this story yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think you had the most interesting question of all.
Okay, so I had two questions.
Oh.
One, let's say there wasn't significant enough damage to the building to shut it all down for the day. Would you still go in and have your regularly scheduled appointment after you just drove your car into the building?
If they'd let me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
So no shame there?
I mean, if
so you wouldn't even, because my second question would be like, after that, I think I'd have to change dentists.
All right, so let's break these down into two questions. Let's start with the first one. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You would have no problem walking into your dental appointment.
If he was cool with it, yeah.
He's not going to be
cool,
man.
Well, they're not going to, like, turn you away.
I want to get
it done. Be more on you.
I'm already here.
Yes, you are.
And
you
drove
right to the chair.
Obviously now need the money.
He could stick his head out the window have him do it.
Like a drive-through. I would definitely go get my teeth. And I know the guy.
No, yeah. Look, I think you are overestimating how cool everyone in the building would be.
I'm sure.
And granted, it was an accident.
And
I
they're
going
to be like, they're going to at least pretend to be worried about you.
Yeah.
So you have no qualms about getting your teeth cleaned
no
after driving into the...
No, because I want to get it done.
Kimmy, would you?
I'd have a pretty hard time just going about my continuing with the regularly scheduled program here.
I mean, it doesn't.
I think I might be like, I'm going to go get something checked out and then never return at all again in my life.
But it sounds like he didn't do serious damage,
bro. I'm going to read you the story. First responders told News 8 the driver went around the side of the building, tried to park in a parking spot, accidentally hit the gas pedal, and smashed into a waiting room. I'm looking at the picture.
So he hit the window?
No,
maybe.
It looks like the brick. Yeah. I saw a picture
of
it.
Is the car in the?
Yes.
Is the car inside the waiting room?
Yes. Yeah,
are the magazines all over the floor?
No, when they got there, he was reading an issue of Highlights for Kids.
Oh, right.
Like here, okay, I got a picture of it right here. Yeah, bro. The only part of the car that is outside the building is the trunk. It's an SUV,
oh, wait, so
too.
It's all the way in.
It's all the way in. Yeah. It ain't just the tip,
all right,
bro.
So that's a little different.
I don't know.
He just like popped the side of the building.
Nope.
It didn't like. I mean, if I make full penetration, I'm going to have to reschedule.
Let's put it this way.
Right.
First responders describe the hole as Edie Mulet sized. That's how much damage this car did to the waiting room of the dentist's office. It was bad, and it smelled.
I think. I think even if I just bumped the building, you know what I mean?
And everybody came
running out like, what the hell just happened? I think I'd be embarrassed. Even if I didn't really do any significant damage, but people knew that I hit the building, I think I'm leaving.
I can tell you what the upholstery of the waiting room looks like based on the size of the hole. That's the kind of damage this car did
That's
to the waiting
one.
Room.
Okay, I thought he just kind of like gently grazed it.
I also love how they say they're not sure if the structural damage. If this building has no structural damage, whoever this architect is should build every building for the rest of all time. All right, 252-WCMF, we're talking about this. It's an SUV. Drove into a dentist's office in Brighton yesterday. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Looks like it happened in the middle of the day. Kimmy's question, if you had an appointment there, do you still go in for the appointment? So we're all out on that now. Your second question.
Is it time to find a new dentist? Because just based on embarrassment alone, like, can I return to this place where everybody knows what I did?
Okay,
but that's kind of a dick move.
What?
Like, you effed up their business, and then you take your business away. You
They'll
owe them
fine.
Your business now.
Okay, so...
They're a business. They want to make money.
There is a debate.
They work on ratty-ass mouths. That's how they make their coin.
But you go to ratty-ass mouth dental?
But they're going to be nervous every time I show up for an appointment now.
She's not wrong. And I think, again, like, maybe they don't want to see you anymore. Right? Like, I'm sure
they don't want to play this game either. It's a game of just acting like nothing happened.
Like, I'm sure there are business owners that are listening to this show right now that have customers that spend money that are just massive pains in the ass.
True.
And if that customer never showed back up in their building again, they'd be absolutely fine with it. I can't help but feel like you're overestimating how much people like you, period.
You know what they like? What? They like that right there, the money, baby. But give me that money.
How many dentist appointments would you have to go to even come close to what you cost them driving into the building?
No, but I mean, they get my copay and everything else.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Okay, again.
And I go twice. I get my teeth cleaned twice a year.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Is that standard? I don't.
You should.
You know I don't like the dentist.
Nobody likes the dentist.
You just said I love the dentist.
I do like my
dentist. Go out to drinks with your dentist.
You should get your teeth cleaned and x-rayed. X-rays once a year, clean twice a year.
X-rays, why? They're still there.
No, but you got to
see if there's anything brewing.
Let's see here.
When's the last time you had your mouth x-rayed?
Well, I got my wisdom teeth out a couple months ago, so then.
All right. But you don't do it on a regular basis.
No, why?
Because you're not going to have any goddamn teeth when you're my age.
They're not pro. Okay. Well, you got teeth. Pretty cool.
I have really nice teeth.
Wow. Look at all it's doing for you.
It worked last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was a whole joke, wasn't it? About how smelly it was? That would push it over the edge?
No smells last night. It smelled delicious. What?
Okay. Kimmy, the only reason why, look, I'm with you. I don't want to show my face around there again. I'd be far too embarrassed. However, the one caveat would be.
What's that?
And it's not just with dentists. There's a lot of, like, specialties you could have. You know, my wife's a dermatologist. Sure. Right? Okay. So my wife, she's a wonderful dermatologist, obviously. Everyone, brilliant woman. But she has no opening.
True. It could be tough to find somebody.
You can't get in.
Yeah. Yes. Like, my wife cannot take any new
patients. I would try, though. I would try.
That's for almost anything you do medically.
Yes. I know. Like right now. So like if I can't get in anywhere else, I gotta get care somehow.
I'm going.
So I may have to go back to this place that I drove into.
Hey, and you suck it up.
They'll
have that place fixed up in a week.
No, they won't have it. It's a brick building.
Bro, the boys will get in there. They'll pop that stuff right back.
No, I mean, think about that. Like, how are they just going to put like a tarp over it and like have people sit in the way? I mean, I guess you don't have a choice. Yeah. I would understand why, but like
it's warming up a little bit. It's not too bad.
Oh, for God's sakes. How'd you like to have the appointment like on Monday?
Yeah.
Or you sit in the way to go, keeping your coat on.
I know they're working in there.
Well, think about that though, too. I don't know how many appointments they had that day, but I would assume that they had to cancel.
Oh.
Like imagine if you were like a person that had an appointment in like an hour and you get the call like, oh, we're going to have to reschedule you even though you just planned your whole day around it.
Oh, although that may not be the worst thing in the world. Like, I don't like the dentist.
Yeah.
And sometimes my wife will force me to go to the dentist.
But I prep.
Yeah. And if you have kids you got to bring there, they got to get them out of school.
The kids would suck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if my wife forced me to go to the dentist, and I've taken the time off of work, and then I get a call an hour ahead of time, not only do I not have to go to the dentist, I've got like a free half day off.
Yeah, but I did all that prep work for nothing.
Nobody preps to go to the dentist.
I do.
What is prep?
I have to have a certain outfit on.
You're joking. Sure,
no. And then I want to look nice, but I don't want to look too nice because then it gets, schmutzed on.
You don't want to look like a whore. Give the wrong impression. You want to make you want to make them earn it.
Are you one of those people that brushes their teeth before they go
to
the
home,
dentist?
I brush, floss, rinse, and then I go. Yeah, I don't want to give them a nasty-ass swamp mouth. I got a clean mouth.
A clean mouth, okay, I understand that. The outfit? Yeah. Why the outfit?
I don't want it to get, if I'm wearing something nice, I don't want to get anything on.
No, I get it.
So I change.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't wear this to the dentist because I spent too much money on it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to ruin that.
I spent a lot of money.
Yeah. What was that, the Napoleon collection?
Yes. Guy was sharp looking, man.
What are you wearing? What is that jacket?
I got my jacket. I got my my turtleneck.
Ribbed turtleneck.
It's waffle, actually.
Okay.
They call it a waffle shirt.
What is the difference?
You get it a waffle.
Different pattern.
252-WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in again. We're talking about this person. Again, they will not give us an age or a gender anymore. Who drove through.
Because you know they're old.
They drove through the waiting room of a dentist's office in Brighton yesterday. It was an accident. Happened in the middle of the day. Nobody was hurt. Thank God nobody was in the waiting room when it happened. But this waiting room is effed up. Facebook message comes in from Bob. Bob writes us, you go in, you get your teeth cleaned, you leave, you never go back again. If I've already made it to the dentist's office and they're willing to clean my teeth, I don't feel like making another trip that day. I don't want to be inconvenienced.
Just step through the glass.
What are you talking
broken glass, you know, drywall all over the place.
Oh, way to go, Dick. Thanks a lot.
What?
My wife just texted me. She must be listening to the show. I'm making you an appointment with the dentist. Now I got to go to the dentist because you won't stop running your stupid mouth. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Shut up.
I mean, there's nothing worse than dental problems. And they cost a fortune.
Okay, yeah. Which means if I don't go, I don't have to spend.
Bro, I told you when my sister passed, like what she owed the dentist was insane.
Okay. But she didn't have to pay it, did she?
Well, she paid, but she didn't have to pay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We have a dynamite. I hate you and everything about you.
And make sure you floss every day. You got to fight Mr. Tooth Decay.
Thank you, Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It officially happened yesterday.
What's that?
Talk for six weeks of tariffs.
Go ahead.
Mexico and Canada, and as of now, they are in effect. And there were a bunch of news stories yesterday, both locally and nationally, about how this could affect us personally.
Oh, sure.
Right? How it's going to affect your wallet. Yeah. And as Kimmy was watching this story last night, she came to one very unfortunate realization for a single person that we all know.
Oh, wow. I feel bad for that person.
You're hanging out in The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday, the tariffs on Mexico and Canada, goods that come in from those countries, have officially taken effect in the United States of America. And for those who haven't been following the news, maybe you live under a rock, Canadian and Mexican goods that are brought into the United States will now be subject to a 25% tariff.
God damn.
Most of those goods. So, everything's going to be 25% more coming in. And like we said, there were a whole bunch of stories yesterday that tried to illustrate how this could affect us on a daily basis.
Right.
For example, 10NBC broke down which items could get more expensive, specifically at the grocery store.
Okay.
They mentioned things like tomatoes, avocados, bell peppers, strawberries, a whole bunch of other fresh vegetables.
All right.
And Kimmy, you were watching this story last night.
Mm. Yeah.
And as you heard them running down the list of what can get more expensive, you came to a realization.
What is that?
That's Tommy's entire diet.
Yes.
I like, unless you're willing to change the way you eat, Like, this is going to affect you more than anybody else I know.
Like, on the planet.
Yes.
I can't give up avocados. Like, that's, I eat an avocado every day.
Which is already expensive baseline.
Well, I get the bag ones. What are they, like $5 for four?
Okay, but you're still.
But how do you get the bag? I never understood the bag ones, though, unless you're making guacamole, because they all go bad at the same time.
But if I eat them quick. So.
I guess.
And he eats them bad. He'll eat them black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not an avocado snob. I'll eat
it's called a snobacado.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
Like, bro, in all sincerity, yes. Like everything that you shop for,
it's hurting my retirement.
It's killing my retirement.
I like the tomatoes. I eat tomatoes.
The peppers.
Peppers, I eat, yeah. Like, yeah, all of it.
Like somehow Tommy Mulay has found himself stuck right in the middle of this trade war. Like you might as well call him the Tommy Terrace. So I guess the big question is going to be,
what's up?
How much different grocery shopping is about to become? Because as we sit here, even now, like baseline,
yeah,
it's not like food is inexpensive.
No, it's up. Right.
You got it. So if groceries prices increase on certain things between 20% and 30%, right, and this stuff gets passed down to us,
yeah,
the first thought is we could be forced to change some things. But like for a guy like you, you just said it yourself, you can't change it.
Right.
No. Right?
No. And I ain't.
Okay.
I'm just dying.
Okay, but you say that you may not have a choice.
I'll cut out something else.
Like what?
I don't booze? Know.
All you do is eat vegetables and drink booze. That's all you do.
That's your happiness. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So, thank you.
So you're not going to cut out the coffee?
No.
Okay. So that means booze or vegetables.
Well, no. You could cut out the tracksuits.
I got two more. Because
those are going to get more expensive too. No,
you're talking about the tracksuit tariffs.
I'm glad I jumped on it now before because they're coming from China. Got on that. No, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I would have to go up a ton.
Well, I mean, look, I understand that it's funny what moves the needle for people, right? Because, like, 25% doesn't sound like, well, a quarter on a dollar doesn't sound like a lot of money. But if you're spending, you know, $10, that becomes $250.
Well, look at your grocery bill.
Exactly. Right? It's $25 for every 100. So, like, I guess it's easy for you to sit here and say, if a single avocado goes up 25%, I can handle it.
Yeah.
But if everything you're eating is up 25%, I mean, that's a pretty significant jump.
I do, but I never look at the long game.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like when they say, you know, they, you know, like, you could buy this thing, and it's only going to cost you $5 a day.
Yeah.
Like, $5. I got $5 a day. I'll buy that.
No, but eventually, aren't we all forced to look at the long game when it goes long?
Yeah.
But
I've already got it. You know what I mean?
You know who it's really going to affect the most? Somebody looking to eat healthier.
Oh, you're right.
Because like it doesn't take much to throw off your healthy eating habits, right? So like if you just started doing this and you're like, oh, well, prices are going up. Back to what I was eating before.
Yeah,
it gives you an excuse to bail on your diet.
Well, but here's the other thing. When you bail on your diet, you want good food, right? Mm. My biggest concern right now, and this is selfish.
What's that?
You know I love Mexican food.
Mm.
And this is going to affect it with the tomatoes and the guacamole.
The avocado, the tomatoes, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we've talked on this show before about Mexican food becoming so popular in America because it's good and it's cheap.
Right.
Like, when I walk into the Mexican restaurant now.
Like in Chipotle.
Yeah. Or no, I'm talking about, like, the, like, real ones are here. Yeah, I mean, Chipotle's fine.
Yeah.
I want, like, something like, you know, give me three Mexican words in a row. That's what I want.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it going to be the same kind of cheap food? And, like, how...
Well, it can't be. It's got to go up.
So I guess what I'm going to figure out soon, if this lasts a while, is do I love Mexican food for the taste or do I love Mexican food for the price? Like, what is the price point where I'm finally like, you know what? It's not as good as I thought it was.
And where do you go? Like, you can't replace Mexican food.
No, there's... Yeah.
There's no equivalent.
There's no other way you can make it either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Mexican food is so unique.
Yeah.
That there's nothing, you know, you can't really do anything with it.
Indian food's got rice and beans.
Yeah, well, okay.
Got that.
But it is different.
Yeah, I know it's different, but again, I guess you got to figure out a way around it. I think I'm with you. I'm not going to give up Mexican food.
No.
I don't think there's a price Mexican food could get to where I'd be like, I'm out on Mexican
food. But I'm sure it's going to affect it just about everything we enjoy.
Well, that's the other... I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
No, I was going to say you may also see the rise of the home gardens.
Yeah, but that doesn't even really work.
I mean, how much does it move the needle? My wife, you know,
tomatoes.
My wife's a huge gardener.
Yeah,
I don't think we get enough produce to like last us.
Well, you did, but
like
you
I want a tomato
seasonally.
Today. I don't want to wait till August.
What are you wimpy
to
with
get
tomatoes?
The seven tomatoes?
Do surprise me that you're not. You're the only Italian I know that doesn't have at least a tomato plant.
It's work. It's
no, I know. I know
gardens
it is.
Are brutally
but
hard.
But with
to
the
do.
Amount of veggies you eat,
yeah. But I'm also lazy.
252-WCMF. Okay, we're talking about the tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods that officially went into effect yesterday after weeks of talks and backs and forth. And story on 10NBC last night started breaking down which grocery store items could get more expensive. And it became apparent immediately to Kimmy, it's everything that Tommy eats. But you had brought up, you know, we may not even know where this is going to show up.
All right.
And as we... That's the problem. It seems that there are so many different items that are going to be affected, not just at the grocery store, but like across daily mm-hmm. life, from gas to lumber.
Oh, yeah.
Beer is going to be a big one. Liquor is going to be a big one.
Alcohol, yeah.
I mean, like anything that comes. So I didn't realize. Did you know Modelo?
Yes.
Is one of the highest selling beers in America?
I think it's the biggest. I thought it was the most popular beer in the world now.
Oh. When did that happen?
I don't know, but I think. But then all of a sudden I'm watching it all the time on football.
Is that a Southern thing? Because I don't think I've ever seen anyone with a Modelo. I never heard of it.
And now I want to get one of those cars that jump up and down. Because everybody that drinks it has one of those cars.
And I think what makes this more complicated.
And like, then you get the Chica. But
you have to give me a quarter for doing that. What makes this more complicated?
What is it?
You know, we dealt with higher grocery store prices out of nowhere when COVID hit.
Right.
Right? Supply chain issues, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. But when that happened the first time, right? There were places you could go where their entire hook was, we're going to keep prices low. That's where the Aldi's of the world and the Price Rights of the world, they came out of the shadows. Mm-hmm. And people started to realize like there were really good bargains at these places. What we're going to figure out or see over the next couple of weeks and months, can anyone keep prices low with these tariffs?
You can't because they would have to eat that quarter a dollar. And they're not.
Well, I mean, that's the question. Like, what stores are willing to eat that 25%? Because, like, we look at eggs right now, for example, right? Like, there are some places, Waffle House we brought up, I think Denny's is now.
You get a surcharge.
Yes, there's a surcharge of 25 to 50 cents an egg. There are some restaurants here in town locally that are doing that. Mm-hmm. There are other restaurants that have decided we're just going to eat the plus on the eggs. I mean, they're making less money, but the hope
would be the customers coming.
Yeah, the hope would be the enough customers come through, we gather more, where we're going to make the money that we lost on the eggs that we're selling right now.
Okay.
Like, does Aldi's try that? Does Price Right try that? Do they have the ability to do that?
Who knows? We'll find out.
How low that is?
And this is just the start of it. If they start going tit for tat, like, all right, we throw some tariffs on you.
Wait. Fake breasts could be affected?
Big time.
Oh, okay.
Big time. So there you go.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, they're going to tit for tat, so they could keep going up. Like, they could whack, we could whack, keep going back and forth. You can get one of these tariff wars, and then we're screwed.
Wait, we're talking, it's an international whack-a-jack?
It's a complete whack-a-jack over the border.
It sounds like a bad MMA promotion. Yeah. The border whack-a-jack, Niagara Falls, Canada.
Because then, like, Canada came out yesterday, like, all right, we're going to raise our stuff.
Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's also going to give us all a geography lesson that we didn't really want.
Yeah, true.
Because for a very long time, in fact, like our entire lives, being an American, super easy.
Oh, yeah.
You could get whatever you wanted.
Anytime you wanted.
Never thought much about it.
Yeah, right. And it was relatively cheap, right, compared to other places in the world. Didn't have to think about where it came from and how it got
here.
But now there are going to be things that you reach for, see the price, and in that moment, realize it comes from a country you didn't know it came from.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the secret Canadian and Mexican products that you didn't know were going to be affected by something.
Yeah, it's a nice education. No. It's going to cost you.
It's not a nice education. I mean, it's an education. It's an education that's not going to be fun.
Yeah, but all education is not fun.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Stupid all.
Okay, so there's a bunch of people now that are really into the glass bottle Cokes that are made in Mexico.
Because
they're
made old school.
They're made with cane sugar, I think.
Okay, the old school way.
I think it's like the authentic. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they sell, you can buy them at Wegmans, I think.
Yeah.
Does that go up?
Of course it does.
Okay.
Well, if it's made in Mexico.
Yeah, anything like
But I don't know. Are they made in Mexico or they're just made with those specifications in America? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing if it's anything that comes out of there, you're going to get a pinch.
And then, like, we're also going to find out how well our agriculture is able to hold up. Because, like, we do grow avocados in some part of the United States.
California.
You got it. Do we grow enough?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
Do we manufacture rice in America? Does Mexico manufacture rice, or do they get it from other countries?
I thought that was all China.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, then how do the Mexicans get the rice?
They buy it from China.
No, but they couldn't always buy.
Wait, so Mexico has rice paddies?
That's what I'm wondering. Because
you never see them working on them.
Mexican dishes have always had rice.
Right.
Right? But I assume.
But I wonder if that's America. Like, that's what they started doing when they started selling Mexican food over here.
It's a good question.
Because I've never seen a guy working in a rice paddy in Mexico. It's always in China.
Most of the world's rice is produced in Asia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd we get rice before like Chip?
So when Nixon
shut up.
Went over with Kissinger.
Yeah.
You know, when they were talking, you know, detente and opening up the Far East, we made a cheese for rice deal.
Yeah.
Because there's that famous picture of Kissinger handing Chairman Mao a big chunk of cheese, and like he couldn't believe, like, he'd never seen that much cheese in his life. And don't forget, he ran China.
Why was he so surprised by the cheese?
Well, they found out there ain't no cheese in China.
Damn it, Tommy! Well, that's me this question then. What? If that's the case, how'd they come up with cheesy rice? If they're going opposite ways.
Well, that was the merger with Nixon. he brought those two things together.
Remember that audio we have of Nixon announcing to the world that they've been able to develop cheesy rice?
I'd like to say, but it's falling on. Cheese and rice will be together. Pat and I had some last night. It was delicious. And we sent some up to the boys and NASA out in space, and they also enjoyed it.
And it was nice to see because JFK, you know, he made that prediction all those years earlier that one day we would have cheesy rice. Yeah.
I say by the end of this century, cheese will be in China, rice will be on every table in America, and you will enjoy it. Ask not what cheese could do for you or what you could do for big cheese.
And like before that, I mean, FDR had himself a dream. He had himself a dream that one day cheese and rice could live together in harmony.
All we have to fear is cheese itself.
No, you don't fear the cheese. You want to mix it with the rice.
I was going to get some last night, but my legs don't work.
And again, we'll remind you, you don't find any better political or economical coverage than here in the break.
You're welcome.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It starts today.
What's that?
Arguably the best food season in Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all thanks to the Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
A simple food. That is also one that has to be perfect to stand out. So how do you, when you walk into a place, know that fish fry is going to be great?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, happy Ash Wednesday to all you Catholics and lapsed Catholics out there. Today is the official start of the Lenten season, but you don't need a background in Catholic history to understand today also kicks off fish fry season.
It's about sacrifice.
It is, well, and fish.
Yes.
Fried fish. Mm. Today and every Friday up until Easter Sunday, traditionally, folks of the Catholic faith are not allowed to eat meat.
Mm.
So the fish fry takes center stage. And thanks to the traditionally massive Catholic population here in the greater Rochester area, we have a lot of fantastic places where you can go get a fish fry.
Yeah, pretty much every joint does one.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Question.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking you. I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Right, yeah.
Do you have your go-to fish fry place?
I would say I have like a top three, and we can rotate those equally.
Okay.
Where I think like they're pretty interchangeable, and most of them for us, it's convenience. Because I know that there are better ones out there, but these will do. You know what I mean?
You got a go-to fish fry place, Tommy?
I do not. My wife loves them.
So what, you watch her eat a fish fry?
I get something else.
What a bitch.
Well, What's
it taste like? Is it still fried?
I'm not.
Did you put lemon juice on it?
I like fish fries. I'm not crazy about them.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, they're all right.
Who's not crazy? Oh, this is Florida smug is what
oh,
this is.
Oh, you're right. You called it.
I mean,
it's not how fish is supposed to be prepared.
It's not grouper, okay? It's not grouper.
It's not in season fish. It's probably frozen.
Well, you're using like scuzzy haddock and halibut, man. They're like,
it's just fried. Who cares?
Yeah, it's why
you're gonna cover it in tartar sauce anyways.
It's a cheap poor man's
food. Yes, it's poor people food. It's always been poor people food.
Yeah. I don't eat poor fish.
So here's the thing.
I don't go bottom. I don't like bottom feeders.
Having a go-to fish fry place is how it used to be. Like, you had your place in the neighborhood or the place in your town that you went every Friday, and you
every
rarely...
Every tavern does one pretty good.
Yeah.
You got
and if, even if it's not regularly on the menu, it's definitely there on Fridays.
But it used to be like your spot was your spot, and you went nowhere else. But now, as Tommy said earlier, there are literally hundreds, if not 1,000 places in the greater Rochester area that will serve you a Friday night fish fry. 252-WCMF, how do you know when you walk into a place that they have a kick-ass fish fry? Maybe we should start with what makes a kick-ass fish fry.
Okay.
Look at you. I don't know. I don't eat fried fish. I don't like it.
Well, it's how you prepare the fish. I mean, the fish is the key. I mean, the fries are irrelevant.
No, okay.
I mean,
I know you said that just to make me mad, and I'm not going to take the bait. I'm not going to take the fish bait.
I mean, the fish is the headliner, because if the fish is no good, you're out.
All right, Kimmy, are you a thick breading or thin breading girl?
She goes thick.
Probably tend more on the thick side, but I've had
She's sister thickness.
Ew.
Can I get a witness?
You might need one with
weird.
HR coming down to talk to you.
I'm talking about the breading.
I've had it great both ways, though. Like, I think I like it thicker, but there are times when I've had like a thinner breaded fish fry. I'm like, this is pretty badass.
Thick or thin?
I would think if I'm going to eat one, I want it. Bad for me. So I want it bready. I want it full of oil.
Okay.
I want it, you know what I mean?
The thinner the breading, the better. If I have to crack open my fish like an eggshell, it's not as good a fish.
Really?
Fry.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I want it to be able to move a little bit.
Okay.
No, here's the frustrating part. If you get a fish fry with the super thick breading, like you're going to lose pieces of fish.
Yeah, you're going to just eat the breading on its own.
Yeah, but it tastes delicious. Yeah.
No, but like at the end.
It's all deep fried. It holds all that oil in there, man.
No, but at the end of it, when you have, like, you'll have, like, little pieces of fish with no breading left over.
Oh,
and,
what
like,
a tragedy.
And I'll eat it, but it's not as good. I want to make sure, you know, you have to get the perfect balance of breading.
Yeah, but it doesn't get a little, sometimes if it's too thin, it gets a little, like, soggy, you know, especially when
too
you're
fishy.
Putting the lemon juice on it.
But I don't mind
I like it really crunchy.
Okay. All right, Kimmy, One giant piece of fish or two smaller pieces of
giant
fish?
Giant piece for
you
me.
Want giant piece
yeah,
of
yeah.
fish. Are you too giant or too smaller?
I don't think that really matters.
It does matter.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The consistency of the fish after you cook it is different depending on big fish or two little fishes.
So you think
I don't
of,
know if I've ever had it served with the two little fish.
Really? Right, you never had the two little fishes?
So no. You think the two little fish is more tender?
I don't know how to put it. I like the bigger one, but I know that I know there's a difference.
Because usually when I see them, they're like huge. They look like a small yeah. surfboard.
Yeah, like it is. I mean, that is fun when you go to a place where it,
Bill Gray's, is that thing hangs off both ends of the plate.
It does. It's very visually exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all this fish.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a sandwich with my roll, and I'm going to have more fish when I'm done. All right, the secret tell to the most dynamite of fish fries.
What's that?
And this is why you're an idiot.
Right.
So I'm going to talk to Kimmy.
Yeah.
The darker the fries, the better the fish fry.
Yes.
Darker the fry.
Fair. It's going to be a crunchier fish fry, which, again, I like personally.
The best sit-down places.
Yeah.
We'll if it's like, if the fries are half-ass, it takes away from the fish fry.
Preach, sister. No, she's right. Like, you need brown corners, brown edges. You need those French fries to be as close to the potato as possible. Do you know what I'm saying by that?
Close to the potato.
If I can go to a place that's going to like slice their own fries instead of like sending me like pre-frozen fries, that you know that fish fry is going to be.
That's probably pretty rare.
Hand-cut
potatoes.
They don't have to be hand-cut, but they have to be similar.
Look like it.
Yeah, to hand-cut. The okay. browner the fry, the better the fish fry. If you sit down and you got brown corners and brown edges, that fish fry is about to be out of this world.
All right. Never thought about it.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're talking about. Bro, I'm a fish fry expert.
I know.
You're talking Irish Catholic Gates, bro.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the only time you people eat fish.
What do you mean, you people?
You know who you people are. You people.
The Ugly Mug, Chai Lai, when I was a kid. Oh, buddy.
There was a place called the Ugly Mug?
Yeah, in fact, your urinal cake with your face on it was in the bathroom when I was a kid. So that was the first time you saw my penis. 252 WCMF. It is Ash Wednesday today, the start of the Lenten season and officially the start of fish fry season in Rochester. Kimmy, do you bring your fish fry home or do you eat it where you
Oh, you got to eat it there. I mean,
fish don't travel.
Unless you are going an extremely short distance, like unless this is a spot right around the corner from your house, yes, maybe it holds up, but I'm eating it there.
Yeah, because like, let's say you eat half of it.
Yeah.
You take it home. You'd almost have to eat it
yeah.
as soon as you get home, so yeah. why don't you just eat it there?
It's not going to hold up in the fridge.
The next day, the whole house smells like you know what.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. Again, it's become more common the last couple of years to get your fish fries to go. Bill Gray's Tom Walls will do it for you.
I understand that, but eating it, I'm talking about leftovers or just eating
it
at home?
No, I'm saying bringing it home, period, to eat. Like, that always throws me off because Wegmans does a fish fry every Friday.
Yeah.
Right? And there's always a line to go get one when you're mm-hmm. at the store. And you have to bring it home.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want it either. Yeah. Oh, so you're saying Wegmans did something wrong?
No, I would eat it there. I enjoy eating at Wegmans. I would sit down at the market and enjoy
it. The market.
Yes.
The longer you wait to eat, like there's like a diagram mm-hmm. with like a chart. The longer you wait to eat your fish fry, the quicker the quality plummets.
Oh, yeah.
But it doubles every like 10 minutes.
But that goes for any kind of fish you're eating. Like I can't eat what was warm fish now cold. I want to eat it as it comes out.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because like, to your point, it nosedives pretty quick.
Like I'm getting the texture of cold fish fry in my mouth. Mm.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Also, like your car will smell so bad for a week if you bring fish fries home.
Yeah. The second you set it down in your car, it's
it reminds
over.
Me of your old ride. That leaking hoopty used to park in my driveway. I don't know what the hell that stuff was on the goddamn pavement.
Leaking hoopty was a very sweet girl. I dare you talk
she about had a heart of gold.
Now that I'm thinking about it, so there's a place like right around the corner from our house that we haven't even tried yet because it's always like sold out and they specialize in fish fries. But it's not a place you can eat inside, so everybody must take it to go.
Oh, you're talking about that seafood joint.
It's like Captain Jack's or something like that. But yeah, it's purely takeout and there's always like a line out the door to
be good.
Take it home with you. But I mean, it must hold up.
My wife, I told you this.
Right.
So there's a place in Skinny Atlas. It's called Doug's Fish Fry. It's like legendary.
Yeah.
And the fish fries there are unbelievable.
Sure, they get it right out of the lake.
They have a place for me to sit down. So like my daughter playing hockey, they have a team in Skinny Atlas. We'll go there like two or three times a year. My wife will get a fish fry.
Yeah, not finish.
No. Straight up to go.
Oh.
Drive it all the way back to Rochester.
Wait, that's like an hour.
It's more than an hour. And then eat it when she gets home.
Oh, no.
And it's an argument every time.
But she's Jamaican, man.
Bro, the car smells so bad.
Yeah.
for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Home from Skinny Atlas. And she's sitting with this. And she'll like take little pieces of it off while we're driving home.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Can I say, tell you the one thing that's bothersome for me about fish fry season?
Right.
Okay. So, like, we know that fish fry season started on Fridays so the Catholic folks could still go out and eat.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Right. All right. However, it has become fish fry season more of a seasonal tradition now than a religious
thing.
Oh, yeah. It's just a thing we do.
So why can't we get fish fries on Saturday and Sunday, too?
Well, some places have them, don't they?
The ones that do it the best don't.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
Like, here's the thing. Maybe you can't get out of the house on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Maybe you've had a long week and you just want to chill out and not go anywhere. And then you go out on Saturday and you see on the menu they got a dynamite fish fry, but it says Fridays only underneath.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you can't order more frozen fish, man.
Okay.
Let me eat fish on a Saturday or Sunday. Like, it's such a tease when I sit down and it looks so good. And you're like, no, it's only Friday because it's tradition.
I wonder because they have to, because when they had to fry all that stuff up, it kind of screws up the kitchen.
But you'll sell them. People will buy them.
No, but like, you know, they do it on a Friday night, but they probably don't want to have to deal with that. Because, like, I'm guessing when you fry fish in that oil, you can't use that oil for anything else.
Why?
Because it smells like fish.
Yeah,
it's so oil. You can't,
it probably gets, a little yucky.
I'm guessing, man, they can't do it because of the handling fish like that.
Shut up. I want to eat Saturday or Sunday fish, man.
Yeah, but then when you go there on a Thursday, your french fries are going to taste like fish.
What's wrong with that?
No, I don't want fishy fries.
Fish fries are delicious. The best french fries come with the fish fry,
and
man.
By the way, we are getting some terrible takes on Twitter of people saying, basically, that the fries don't matter.
Shut up. Shut up.
Nobody eats the fries anyway.
The fry, you'll eat them, but I mean.
No. Okay.
You're scarfing down fried food.
That's a bonus.
Let me put it this way. If Tommy Mulay has the same food take as you, you know your food take is wrong.
You know, you're forgetting one of the key ingredients.
What?
The tartar sauce.
It depends on which, where I'm going.
I want tartar sauce. I'm eating a tartar my ass off.
I'm not opposed to tartar sauce, but there are some fish fries that don't need the tartar sauce.
Oh, no. If I'm going big. I am dunking and eating some tartar
sauce. No, I'm not anti-tartar sauce. I'm just saying I've had some fish fries where it's like the tartar sauce doesn't do anything.
Wait, so you go dry?
Oh, yeah, dry, straight up dry fish. Maybe a little vinegar.
Vinegar?
Yeah, you put on the fries, put on the fish.
Douchey-ass fish.
What are you talking about?
That's got to taste like a Massengill plate.
Yeah, that's what it says on the menu. Can I get one of your Massengill plates,
please?
You put
vinegar and fish together,
man. Yeah, that's what you have. Wait, no big deal.
What do they call that, a Tina Marie?
You're forgetting coleslaw, too. That's also important.
Love me some slaw.
No, but I mean the quality of the slaw.
Yeah, I mean the sides do matter to an extent. But again, slaw is pretty base.
Go home.
It's base.
Right,
man.
None
of this is gourmet.
No, I'm going to the phones. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing good. So last Tuesday, I took my daughter and my grandson out for lunch, right? And I've been wanting to fish fry forever. But again, it's like the best fish fries are Fridays only. Place not too far from you, the diner over on Western Rieta Road that's actually in Brighton, not Henrietta.
Oh, yeah.
Good fish fry. Not the best, but good fish fry. And I'm not a coleslaw person, but their coleslaw was awesome.
So that's actually what they put on the sign? Good fish fry, not the best, pretty good.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, there are places where you've had a phenomenal fish fry.
Sure.
And nowhere else that you've gone to can compare, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So one of those places years back used to be Long Pond Pub. My kids, you know, had dance class, and we'd pick up the fish fry there every Friday night. It was some of the best you ever had in the littlest dive bar in the town of Greece. But that diner, actually, food was really good. My daughter was happy with it. It wasn't too outrageous. Only problem is, they're only open till 2 o'clock.
Ah, there you go.
That makes sense. Complicated.
Yeah, it's so complicated.
Get out.
Eat early.
Well, then they got to go fish. Get the food for tomorrow. So, Rammer, good talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Good tipperoo if I'm out that way.
It's a good fish fry.
Yeah.
Not the best.
But good.
Pretty good.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most. Cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.